Living with ADHD can be a challenge, and dating with ADHD is definitely a challenge, we've heard many of you say. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD. Online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. In just 1 minute, Done's online assessment can help kickstart your ADHD treatment journey. With experienced clinicians, worry-filled refills, and online visits, you can start getting personalized care as soon as today or tomorrow. So contact an expert team that can help you around the clock and get a personalized treatment plan just for you. Here's how you do it. Take a free 1 minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, one-click refills, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Visit get.donefirst.com/podcast to learn more. That's get.donefirst.com/podcast to learn more. Done. Turn ADHD into your strength.
Hi, I'm Yui Shu.
And I'm Julie Kraftchik.
We're active daters turned dating sociologists.
Here to dive into everything modern dating and relationships.
Welcome to the Dateable Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. It is always our honor to host Brunch Talk with you all. It's like having one big brunch party, except we dish about your burning dating questions because we know you have so many of those, don't you?
A new one every week. It keeps us on our toes, that's for sure.
The question for today, we'll get right into it, is it a red flag if you're dating someone who texts too much?
And for more context, our listener that wrote in said, I've been talking to this guy on Hinge and we have a first date set up. Really excited and it's been great conversation so far. That being said, he is a little text heavy. Every day he's been sending a good morning text, how are you doing? Which in theory is nice, but we haven't met in person yet. Is this a red flag and should I continue to go on this date that we have planned?
Let's take caution when we use the term red flag. A red flag is when you've expressed something to this person that you're talking about and they still did not respect your boundaries, did not respect your needs. This does not sound like a red flag yet because you have not expressed anything. This feels like a very much of an internal dialogue and now it's a public dialogue on Brunch Talk. But have you talked to him about it? This question of too much texting, too little texting, it's so relative and subjective. What he's doing to you, what he's texting you, he probably thinks he's doing the minimum. He's like, we really don't text that much. Right. And to you, it's like so much. He's texting all the time.
Right.
It just feels like an opportunity for alignment and to communicate.
Yeah, I think the other piece is that no one knows what rules we're all playing when it comes to dating.
Yeah.
He might be thinking like, I need to text this person. This is how you date. This is what I need to do to show I'm interested.
Yeah.
And you're like, please stop doing this. It's too much.
Stop.
And I feel it's hard because it's like you can't win sometimes, right? For some person, mm-hmm. you're not texting enough. For another person, it's too much. So ultimately, you need to just talk and realize what is it that's natural for both of you and what is that middle ground. That being said, I don't think you need this conversation right now because you actually haven't met yet. Personally, pending you just don't get any other feelings of discomfort, check in with your body. Like, is it just, oh, I'm getting these texts and I don't know what to do with it? Or is it that I am tensing up and I feel like this isn't good for some reason?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really important to differentiate. Like, am I just feeling like this isn't how it works and I'm questioning it? Or do I actually feel like scared and unsafe? So that's one thing.
Right.
And if you feel generally okay, and it's just like, oh, this person, are they a weirdo? Is it a red flag? I would say go on the date anyways. Try to keep an open mind. You have not met the person yet. Or if you're unsure, if you're in the middle state, have a phone call. You know, there's a way that you can get to a middle state and then check in with your body. If you go on the date I feel like sometimes after we meet in person, these texts that feel weird actually can feel either great or not good because you have context of who the person is. Mm. Where in this early stage, there's still an illusion in a way. Like, I feel like people aren't really real, especially if you met on a dating app. But even if you met like in real life at a bar or something, it's like you barely know this person. So I would say go for it and then have a game plan based on how you're feeling after the fact.
Really tricky when you're just messaging back and forth because you're placing judgment on their texting style based on what you've experienced in the past, which doesn't offer the right context because you haven't met this person yet. And I remember I used to write people off if they wrote too much in messaging, if they gave really long answers or used a lot of emojis. It used to annoy the shit out of me and I would stop texting them back. And I was very much into the people who gave me like one word answers or very mysterious with their answers. And now I realize those are the people who just didn't communicate very well.
Right.
So think about like opening up your parameters and thinking, could I actually see the good in this instead of going to the this person's being annoying or being needy? You can already like picture how talkative they would be in person, right? It's a different communication style. So could I be open to seeing the good intention in all of this? But putting a face with the words is so important.
Yeah.
Like you said, to get that context, Julie.
You have no context right now. Zero.
You have no context. And it's so fucking weird that if you like someone, it's like they can't text enough.
Yeah.
You know, it's always like,
exactly.
They can always text more.
Exactly.
But if you don't like someone, even just one text a day is too much. Oh my gosh, they're so needy.
I think you made a really good point that our brains fill in information. There's something wrong because they're doing this. Or this is wonderful. Like we kind of decide which path we're going to take.
Yeah.
And that might not actually be indicative of the person. It's our own filling in the blanks based on our experiences or the fantasies we have, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's so important that we take some of this texting stuff at face value at the beginning. Again, if you're getting like creeped out or you feel like really uncomfortable, I think that's very different than someone saying like, how are you? And you're just like, ugh,
right.
Is this necessary? Very different.
Right, exactly. Yeah, finding the context and putting a face with that. It's so good to disconnect with the shit that we bring into the conversation. But let's stop worrying so much about the texting, right? We're missing the big picture here, which is meeting up, finding that in-person connection. There's only so much you can do over text. And I hate seeing people belabor the texting stage of it all. It's like, that's not the important part.
Right.
So pull your head out of the texting pinhole and start looking at the big picture. You know, what is my end goal here? I'm trying to find an in-person connection.
Yeah. I mean, I would hate for someone to miss an opportunity because of this texting feeling.
Yeah.
It's one thing if you go on the date and you're like, okay, I still don't feel great about this person. At least you know then. At least you know.
Yeah.
But we have a friend and she is now married to a copywriter. So he used to write in like full sentences with periods. And she was like, who the fuck does this? But then it's like, he's a writer, you know?
That's his job.
Exactly. So we just don't know enough about people at this stage. I think we need to remember that. And if you're feeling unsure about the date, like I said, have a phone call if you're really unsure. Or, you know, get a drink or a coffee or something that you have an out if you're on the edge. You know, it still could be worth your time to go, but maybe don't commit to like a full dinner where you're stuck there for 3 hours. Probably shouldn't do that anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Never do that. Just don't do that anyway. Why would you put yourself through that?
Well, before we keep going, I'm curious to hear if you've had the reverse happen where you've thought like, oh, this is like a great connection because of text that didn't pan out. But before we go there, let's take a minute to hear from some of our sponsors.
Confession, I have a secret about how I've been able to update my wardrobe with only high quality but affordable pieces these last few years. And now I have to let the secret out because they're sponsoring this episode. It's called Quince. Yeah, if you know, you know. Quince has premium European linen dresses, gorgeous washable silk tops, luxurious cashmere, and the best part, they're priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories. So no more middleman, and that's why it costs less to you. I know Julie got herself some nice cashmere pieces, and at only $50 a sweater, come on. And I recently ventured into home goods. I got myself some premium cotton percale sheets. Ultra cooling and just feels like a five-star hotel every night, and it's so perfect for the upcoming hot months. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/dateable for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/dateable to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/dateable.
Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? Yeah, not great for our already struggling environment. That's why I'm so excited to talk about our partner today, Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. And the concept is pretty simple. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. I just tried out the laundry tablet, and instead of having to bring my huge container like I normally do down the hall, I just brought the one tablet and my clothes came out so clean, just as clean as normal. I'm fully on board. It just makes my life easier and I'm helping the environment. And the best part, Blue Land has a special offer for listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/dateable. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/dateable for 15% off. That's blueland.com/dateable to get 15% off.
Want relationship advice from one of the leading experts in the field of couples therapy? Then Reimagining Love is for you. Hosted by one of our favorite guests on Dateable, Dr. Alexandra Solomon. She is a clinical psychologist, couples therapist, professor, and award-winning author. It is your destination for profound, enlightening discussions about love, family, intimacy, and everything in between. But more than that, she gives us the opportunity to reimagine ourselves, our relationships, and our world. So on the show, Dr. Alexandra gives in-depth research-backed takes on topics like dating, jealousy, communication, commitment, personal growth, and features notable guests from the worlds of therapy, academia, and pop culture, such as me and Julie from Dateable, among other people you may have heard of like Esther Perel, Susan Cain, and Emily Nagoski. Her podcast is incredible, definitely worth a listen. We loved being on it, and we love having Dr. Alexandra on our show. So you can find her podcast, Reimagining Love, wherever you get your podcasts.
I just remember my old roommate just being like, new to OkCupid, this was years ago, enamored by this guy, like being like, I think I found the love of my life.
Wow.
And I was like, you should meet him first. Because like they were just very witty texts and they were just vibing that way. And then she met him, did not translate in person. Curious, have you ever had this where you actually got like good vibes from the text and then it didn't carry over?
Absolutely. So many of those early online dating phases, I couldn't even believe that was the person I was meeting because they were so witty over text. And that's the point of this whole conversation, is the person behind the texting is not a full representation of who they are in real life. I was also even thinking about this. Some people text on their phone, some people text from their computer.
Yeah.
It's like, depending on the medium, it inspires a different way of communicating. If I'm on my computer, I can write novels and I can express myself much more deeply than on my phone where it's just my thumbs. I just want to give like one word answers. So yes, I've had so many of these mismatches, which helped me learn that I cannot judge a connection based on texting alone.
No, I mean, I think about it in general with this whole like, you know, online dating world. I'm very pro dating apps, as you know. I think it's a great way to meet people. Clearly, yes, there are downsides. I don't want to pretend like there aren't, but let's be honest that meeting in the wild, there's also downsides. Everywhere, there's going to be a downside.
Yeah.
But I think the most important thing is getting to the date and seeing how they are in person. However you meet, that's the most important.
Yeah.
When you're meeting through a dating app, the profile, in my opinion, is the least important. That should be like the bare minimum. Do I just feel like this person's good enough? And I know that sounds like you're settling, but it's not. You just,
no.
There's no way to know. That's all you have.
No.
Is a 2D photo, like, and a few lines about the person. There's no way. And also, I don't know about you, but I feel like anytime I see a photo of someone, they never look the same in person. This is even outside of dating apps. Like, I had a tasker help with moving, looked nothing like the photo, just never. So I've just given up. Like, as long as I'm attracted enough, as long as I'm like, this person looks good enough, I will talk to you. Then yeah. You see through the texting, can you at least carry a conversation? Am I getting any like ick feelings or like, you know, they're sending me dick pics or something terrible, right? That you're like, no.
Yeah.
Then move on to the date. Like, that's the only way you're ever going to know. If you stay in the profile and texting black hole forever, what are you doing? Like, what's the point of even doing this?
What's the point?
Yes. They should be very much filtering. I personally think unless you're getting major signs, then you don't continue.
Right.
Or you find ways to investigate further, like doing the extra phone call or whatever it might be.
In those initial text messages too, think about you're talking to the representative of someone. Mm-hmm. And when you think about, oh, okay, if this is like a hired representative, their PR rep, okay, who cares how long the texts are and what they're saying? This is just a representative. Because everybody has this representative personality when they first start texting someone. That's not their true self yet. Whatever you're putting out there probably isn't super authentic to who you are either. Yeah, there's no need to judge all of that based on the texting alone. But I get that sometimes it's triggering to look at a ton of texts and being, what the fuck is wrong with this person? Do they have nothing else going on in their life? They're just texting me. So if you start having that feeling, I think it's time to look inward and ask, where is this coming from? Did an ex do this because they were super insecure and super needy and you felt like you always had to report back to them? Is that what it's bringing up? What is this triggering for you? And how can you start digging deeper into that for yourself so you can heal from that instead of projecting it onto the stranger who has no idea what's going on?
And also, like, what are they sending in texts? Because I've definitely had a situation. I remember that I was in a meeting at work. This was someone I had just talked to on a dating app. Mm-hmm. We did a plans to meet up, so similar. And he sent me all these texts and I was like, hey, I was just in a meeting, whatever. And he was like, oh, I don't think we have the same texting style.
Oh.
And then basically was like, this is why you're still single. Like, got like very aggressive. And I'm like, dude,
whoa,
I didn't respond to your text because it's the middle of the day and I'm in a meeting. I think what is happening from this text is more important than what the actual texts are. Someone sending you a good morning text, all that, then you can even say like, hey, would love to save this story for in person when we meet and try to like, you know, wrap it up if you don't want to be endlessly texting with this person. But if they do get aggressive or say something, then that is a sign, in my opinion. So it's more about what's being said than the actual act of texting.
Oh, that's such a prime example of someone filling in the blank, right?
Yeah.
He just had this idea of you without even knowing who you are. And then coming to this judgment that this is why you're single, like this is, we have different texting styles. That is his own shit showing up and he hasn't resolved it for himself. Let's all try to prevent that from happening. Can we? Like, this, stop projecting our own shit onto other people.
The irony is I do love texting and I probably would have texted with him all the time.
But sometimes
you're in a meeting and you just can't.
Wow, you just never know.
You never know. But I do agree with you. A lot of it is coming from your own insecurities, your own past experiences. I could see someone, if they had that experience in the past, then they get someone new that's a texter a little too much, you think that's going to happen again.
Yeah.
But we can't project what's happened in the past to someone new without knowing who they are, without knowing their motives. Like, they could be asking you a question out of pure curiosity, or they could be asking you a question out of maliciousness.
Yeah.
But if you don't know them, you don't know their intentions, you're just filling in the blanks, whatever way, whether that's positive or negative.
Right.
I would personally rather just be like, I don't know right now. That's all I know is I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep this in mind. I'm not going to go into maybe the date. Like, I'm like, scoping out a little to see if I get this vibe in person. Not to say that you should go on a date like expecting the worst, because that's not a good strategy either. But fair enough if you're a little more reserved than maybe you were before.
Yeah.
But we can't just like assume with texting,
no.
Especially texting. I really think picking up the phone if you're unsure is such a better strategy than just texting. There's no tone.
Yeah, for sure. And it's also good once you meet up is to make these observations out loud and say, I noticed that you like texting. Is that your preferred communication style? I mean, it's always up for discussion. And
yeah.
Most people have no idea where they are on the spectrum of texting, messaging. Like, they don't know.
And the other question is, like, how much is this their preference versus what they think they should be doing? I found
right.
in my past experience, a lot of these people that are over texters, they're new to online dating. They don't know how it works. And
they don't know how it works. They're so innocent.
I feel like that is a thing that people have been like, okay, let's just put it this way. If you come out of a long-term relationship, you're used to texting that person all the time and being constantly in contact. Then you go to someone where you're like, I shouldn't be texting them till we meet.
Yeah.
Like, you have no idea what's happening.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
We don't know. Basically, the short
We don't know.
Don't read too much into text. Listen to your body, though.
End of story.
See what they're saying in the text, not just that they're texting. If you are getting major vibes, or if you bring it up and say it's too much, and then they're like, no, it's not, or you're not dateable or whatever, that's the red flag, not that they're just texting.
Yes, exactly. Stop using red flags when it's not really red flag.
Yes. At least have a convo or at least get to the point where you're like, nope, pretty sure this is a red flag. I can move on.
Yeah, pretty sure this is not right for me.
Okay, well, good luck out there, everyone texting, using dating apps. You could do it.
Good luck in general for all of you right now. But go get your brunch. Go nourish yourself. We're going to do the same. Thank you for that question. You can always send us your questions by emailing us hello@datablepodcast.com. You can DM us on Instagram @datablepodcast is the handle. But if you want the surest, fastest way to get your question answered is to give us a 5-star rating and review and Apple Podcasts. First, leave us 5 stars. And then in the review portion, in that big text box, you can ask us any question you want. And if you do that, we'll push your question to the top of the queue, which we've done quite a bit now. So we make that promise to you. No ifs and buts about it.
Okay. Well, we will see you next week.
Bye.
The Dateable Podcast is part of the Frolic Media Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram @datablepodcast and visit datablepodcast.com for access to all the episodes and our premium programs. Also, make sure to subscribe today if you haven't already on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform so you are the first to get all the latest episodes. And most importantly, stay dateable. Thank you.